locked in. Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Wanted to continue the discussion about socialized health care, or as they call it in the United States these days, universal health care. And, of course, what started this whole discussion was, Wayne, you had a review of the Michael Moore upcoming documentary called Sicko. And if we get a chance, we might come back into that because our caller sort of took us off track, and that's the way the cookie crumbles on Free Talk Live. But nonetheless, I found this story a few days ago when I was just sort of surfing around looking for just stories about Canadian healthcare nightmares, that sort of thing. The inevitable nightmare stories that you get when you're talking about the government providing healthcare. I mean, it's the government. They can't do anything right. They can barely put a road together. You think they can actually take care of you? So I figured I'd share the story of one Jacques Chaouli, I presume, C-H-A-O-U-L-L-I, Chaouli, a 53-year-old French-Canadian physician, according to nationalreview.com, who in June won a healthcare-related lawsuit. This is June of 2005. Related lawsuit against the government of Quebec. Chaouli had alleged that the province's regime of restrictive healthcare regulations was oppressive to the point of illegality, and the Canadian Supreme Court ultimately agreed. His story is not only interesting in its own right, but also for the light that it sheds upon the strange politics of the country to our north. Before filing his lawsuit, Dr. Chaouli had been practicing medicine in Canada for years. At one time, he was in the practice of making house calls to some of his more enfeebled patients who found it difficult to leave their homes.
Shocking.
Doctors here in America used to do that, too. He had even converted his personal car into sort of a makeshift ambulance for emergency situations. But the good doctor's intrepid spirit didn't win him many friends among his fellow physicians. At the time, all doctors in Canada labored under a law that capped the amount of income that a doctor could receive for his public services over a defined period of time. Because doctors were paid by the government, and the government was trying to control costs, it had the income cap set fairly low. Low enough, anyway, so that most doctors could easily reach the cap without having to expend too much energy by doing things like making house calls and working extra hours. Remember, we've talked about the way these socialist healthcare systems are set up. The doctors don't get paid based on merit. They don't get paid based on customer satisfaction. They don't get paid on any of that stuff that you might get paid on in the marketplace. They get paid on seeing people. It doesn't matter how long they see the people. They get paid. You move through the little system. You get approved. You go. You wait for the appointment, and then you get seen, and then you move along, and the doctor gets paid.
Right. They line up as many people as they can in the waiting room, and they just cycle through them as quickly as they possibly can without looking like a complete criminal.
And so what they're saying here is that they've got this income cap as well. So the doctor can't just keep rolling people through to keep racking up the money.
Because then he'd be rich.
Right.
The rich are evil.
He has to stop at a certain point. And so once he reaches that income cap, hey, that's it. Close the doors. We're done for the month or whatever. I don't know
what golf. Time to play golf.
The period is. But that's it. And so this guy was going above and beyond the call of duty. He was just going out and doing things because, well, he's a good man.
Wow,
and
a healer that wants to heal people.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yep. And so a lot of his compatriots, comrades in the business, were pretty angry at him for that because he's making them look lazy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the house calls. He's going out, jumping over extra hoops he doesn't have to necessarily jump over. Because he likes doing the things that he does, and so it made the other guys look bad. Anyway, they were worried that they were setting too hectic of an example and raising patients' expectations too high. There were whispers that he was making them look lazy by comparison, and to put an end to the problem, the medical union pushed through a new law imposing harsh financial penalties on doctors who made house calls. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
How does it get that? Really, you're turning people into bureaucrats, and this is what happens. They used to be people that cared, presumably, in a marketplace situation, they would care about their customers. In this case, now they're legislating against their competition because they're making them look bad. I mean, this is so twisted.
Yeah, it sure is.
There are people that can't really leave their homes, and so it makes sense to do house calls. It's convenient. But no, convenience apparently isn't good enough for their customers. They all must be forced into the same one-size-fits-all situation. It's It's really sick. Anyway, many of the doctors, to put an end to the problem, they passed this new law making house calls illegal, effectively preventing Dr. Chaouli from continuing. In protest against the law, Chaouli went on a hunger strike. Undeterred by his medical knowledge of exactly what would happen to his body as he starved himself, he went on for 4 weeks before his supporters prevailed on him to stop, at which point he resolved he could no longer work as a government doctor.
Did you notice the government doesn't care whether or not this guy starves to death?
No, he was going to die.
They don't care.
They would have been happy, right?
Hunger strikes amaze me because they seem like just the exercise and futility against government these days. I don't know if they worked. Gandhi went on a hunger strike, apparently it had some effect. I don't know. But government doesn't care if you starve yourself to death.
He went on for, 4 weeks, then stopped, and has then opted out of the state health care system and began making private house calls for private pay. Because remember, the law was preventing the government doctors from making private house calls. So now he's completely out of the system, doing it on his own. But try as he might, Dr. Chaouli couldn't escape the tentacles of the state. The Canadian government, as part of its effort to maintain tight control over the country's health care system, had forbidden private insurance companies from paying for medical services that were also officially provided by the public system. So for the patients who could not afford to pay Chaouli for his services without the assistance of insurance, there remained little choice but to wait in the long lines that clogged the government health offices. So unless you could pay cash, you were not able to use this doctor's services by law. Private clinics also were forbidden from providing core health services, but a few black market clinics still service patients who are willing to break the law to get treatment. That's right. There are black market clinics in Canada. You outlaw something, inevitably a black market will be created.
Of course.
Even health care. Before long, Dr. Chaouli came upon a patient who was waiting to undergo hip replacement surgery. Already suffering from the painful immobility that this illness entailed, the patient had his plight exacerbated by his country's oppressive blanket of regulations. With private clinics prohibited from performing hip replacement surgeries and private insurance companies banned from paying for such services, the patient had no choice but to take a place in the public health rationing line. He would have to endure his crippling condition for an indefinite period until the state decided it could fit him into its schedule. To make matters even worse, there were concerns about the quality of the prosthetic hip replacement that awaited Dr. Chaouli's patient at the end of the line. It is the nature of the universal public health provision that quality must often take a backseat to quantity. Any cash-strapped government that tries to provide free prosthetics to all needy recipients will tend to purchase the cheapest units possible.
Right. The ones that are made out of toothpicks and matchsticks.
This was exactly the situation in Canada, says Chaouli, and patients were given no further choice about it. To guard against special treatment for the rich, public health patients were prohibited from chipping in some extra cash of their own to upgrade their prosthetics. One size fits all, that's the end of the story.
Whether you like it or not.
That's right. You take our crappy prosthetic or you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you even get the crappy prosthetic. For Chaouli, the situation had become intolerable. He and his patient filed a joint lawsuit against the government of Quebec for violating the individual rights to life, security, and liberty that were guaranteed by both the Canadian Charter and Quebec Charter. In order to see the case through, Chaouli agreed to pay all the costs of litigation himself. He temporarily stopped practicing medicine and began studying law. Luckily, his generous father-in-law from Japan was able to provide financial support, but Chaouli still had trouble paying for basic expenses such as food. Eventually, he had to send his wife and daughter away to stay with relatives outside of the country. He also lost many friends who came to view his assault upon the public health care system as either crazy or evil or both. And that sort of ties into some of the things we've been discussing recently, this mindset of many Americans that they've been so brainwashed into believing that the system is necessary, that we have to have government welfare, we have to have government provide all these services, and that if you challenge that you're un-American, if you challenge that, you're a weirdo, if you challenge that, you should be excluded. So same thing going on here.
To say that the government's bad at something, it somehow makes you un-American.
Yes, exactly. So same attitude. So here he is. His career has been flushed down the drain. His friends have ostracized him, but yet he's going to push through, and he's going to fight this case all the way to the Canadian Supreme Court.
If you don't like it, you should go to Russia.
On behalf of his patients. Well, they probably have better care in Russia. I don't know what their situation is, but it's got to be better than what it was 20 years ago. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We'll finish the story coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's UDADD.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's UDAD.com, UDADD.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens and dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
O-R-G.
Talking about a man in Canada named Dr. Chaouli, for lack of better pronunciation. Anyway, he's a 53-year-old French-Canadian physician who recently won a fairly major case at the Canadian Supreme Court level in regards to their messed-up socialist healthcare system that they have up there. See, Dr. Chaouli had been visiting patients at home and sort of just going above and beyond the minimal call of duty that government doctors are supposed to perform in Canada. And a lot of the other doctors are getting pretty upset about it because he was making them look lazy in comparison. See, there isn't supposed to be competition in Canada for health care.
Everyone is the same.
Right, since this guy wanted to differentiate himself and compete and actually help people outside of the system, they started passing laws against him. And so what he did was he put it all on the line. He gave up his doctorship. He aligned himself with a friend of his, or a patient rather, who was looking for a hip replacement. But unfortunately, in the hip replacement world in Canada, you have to, of course, wait for the government to deem you appropriate to get the hip replacement. Then once you are actually finally approved for it, then you have to take the crap quality replacement hip that they want to give you. You don't get to actually upgrade. You don't get to have any sort of just say or decision in what they're putting in your body. So he took this all the way up, and then as he did this, he could barely afford it. He used his own money to fund all the costs of litigation. He had some help from his family, but he didn't have many friends left after he started doing this because of the mentality of so many people up there, especially inevitably in the healthcare industry. The mentality that the state is good, the state system is great, Canada's got this great healthcare system, how dare you challenge it, how dare you challenge the status quo, how dare you challenge the government. So he was ostracized by many of his peers as a result. Didn't make life easy for him. But when asked why, and this is the National Review reporting on this, when asked why he chose to endure such hardships to challenge the state medical monopoly, Charlie says, matter-of-factly, quote, "The answer is quite simple, because I realized that a number of individuals were suffering and dying from the deficiencies of that monopoly." Translation, he cares. He gives a damn. After Chaouli lost in some lower courts, his case finally made it to the highest court in Canada. Everyone was sure that his cause was hopeless, and most Canadian legal authorities dismissed his chances out of hand. It therefore came as quite a shock when, in June of 2005, Chaouli triumphed. In a narrow decision, the Supreme Court ruled that Quebec's health care regulations constituted an infringement of individual rights under the Quebec Charter, and that his infringement could not be justified under... And this infringement could not be justified on the grounds of any legitimate state purpose. Quote, "Access to a waiting list is not access to health care." Unquote.
That's pretty bold.
That's
amazing.
Pretty bold.
An honest court for a change.
Yep, and so the court proclaimed that, going on to say that as long as the government was unable to provide effective health services, it had no business preventing its citizens from procuring these services through private means. It's still unclear whether the principles of the Chaouli case will be applied nationwide. He himself is adamant they will be, pointing out that the individual rights guarantee in the Canadian Charter is similar to the one in the Quebec Charter. In addition, he hopes that the court... He rather notes that the court has already decided there's no legitimate state interest in handcuffing private health insurance companies. Charlie hopes to employ the same legal reasoning in a wave of new lawsuits throughout the country, with the ultimate goal of bringing the state medical monopoly crashing to the ground. If he succeeds, he'll aim to leverage his newfound fame into a business endeavor, providing brand name accreditation for health service providers in a competitive private market. Now, there's more to this particular story, but that's pretty much where the part about Dr. Chaouli ends. And I thought to myself, okay, this is a 2-year-old story. What's happened to this guy since then, since his win at the Supreme Court level?
Excellent question, Ian, and that's the reason you're a talk radio host, because you ask the right questions.
All right.
Thanks.
You do, man.
Well, and in this case, I found the answer, thanks to the Internet.
Excellent.
From Sam Solomon at the National Review of Medicine.com, Dr. Jacques Chaouli, the Montreal GP who single-handedly brought Quebec's Medicare system to its knees, is at it again. This is from this year, May 30th, 2007 was when this was published. On May 7th, he announced plans to take his healthcare privatization argument a step further with the upcoming launch of a private physician services brokering firm. Which is apparently it's a new membership-based venture that will allow patients to pay doctors a fee in order to see them faster. And
shocking.
Yep. Apparently, it's going to be a $40 membership fee, and then there's going to be a $100 general practitioner visit advance fee. I'm not really sure exactly how this is going to tie in with the government system. Critics of the diversion of physician resources will say it will weaken the public health care system. He dismisses those allegations brusquely, saying that they have to think again. He says, I want to protect the public regime. He says his proof is that he's making doctors who join the group promise to not reduce their patient load in the public system. The idea is they'll see CG patients, Canadian patients, that's his group, in their spare time. So he's still sort of, he's positioning himself as a friend of the system. And I don't know if that's just PR or what. Obviously, I don't
know.
It's
probably the right way to come.
Yeah, probably is, especially after rocking the boat as much as he's done. But it does seem like things are slowly maybe moving in the right direction there in Canada. At least it's not as bad as it once was.
I don't see how, the Canadian government can prevent people from seeking private medical care. It seems ridiculous to me.
Well, I mean, they're trying their best.
They tried, and fortunately their Supreme Court said no.
Right, but all they did was drive it underground. Black market health clinics actually exist in Canada, and maybe through this doctor's efforts, things will change, and things appear to be moving in the right direction. But you know how government is; these things take forever. In the meantime, people are going to die. In the meantime, people are going to suffer as they wait for these awful government doctors to see them.
Or they're
going to
be hacked up with they have a hip replacement, and the doctor cuts too much bone, and then you've got one leg shorter than the other. All these things happen with bad medical care.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With black market medical care, too. And there's no recourse if you get malpractice or something like that. So,
well, at least in the black market, you can go in with a club and cap some knees or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
There's definitely no recourse in the government system. You get what you get, and that's it.
You can't
take
them
to court.
No.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to the sicko review, which you had just barely touched on, Wayne. You'd said that basically, was it the Raw Story that reviewed it?
Yes, rawstory.com reviewed it.
Basically that Michael Moore gets his facts pretty straight.
Fairly straight.
But his conclusion is all crazy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, in fact, it says here, the film's most interesting scene is an archived White House conversation between then-President Richard Nixon and his aide, John Ehrlichman, that Moore argues is the starting point of the modern medical healthcare complex. In February 71, part of hundreds of hours of Nixon's secret White House tapes, Ehrlichman complains health maintenance organizations, like Kaiser's Permanente thing, are now the largest HMO in the country, and they're a for-profit. Before that, I guess a lot of medical organizations were not for-profit.
I want you to explain that a little more to me, because I'm confused. 800-259-9231. Coming up, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring us what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All of the features on the site completely free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Do enjoy those on us. That is FreeTalkLive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. As we continue to discuss just the dismal situation in that many countries have of universal health care, socialist medicine is another way to term that. And apparently a lot of people in America are just enamored with this idea. And Wayne, you actually were reading, a review of Sicko, this new movie from Michael Moore. And I don't know if the review is as interesting as some of the comments on the article, but go ahead and continue to share some of this and we'll continue to discuss the issue.
Yes, I guess he traces a lot of this back to the Nixon administration. And there were hundreds of hours of secret White House tapes. And on there, Ehrlichman explains to Nixon about these health maintenance organizations, which were new at the time, like Edward Kaiser's Permanente thing, as he said. And
I don't know what that is.
Kaiser Permanente.
Well, an HMO is a way to provide health care to people. It's they've gotten a lot of flack over the years, but it's sort of meant to make it more cost effective.
Yeah, it's a health maintenance organization where you can only use their doctors. It's sort of like a small private socialized medicine little bubble
that you float
out there that you buy into, right?
Hmm.
So it's almost like a microcosm of socialized medicine in a sense, because you can only use their doctors, you have to follow their rules. And at the time, I guess what they observed is that Edward Kaiser was running this Permanente thing for profit, and all the incentives were towards less medical care, which socialized medicine is also incentivized towards less medical care. And Ehrlichman said to Nixon, according to a transcript, the less care they give, the more money they make. And so Michael Moore bases the premise of his movie on this, that this is a private health maintenance organization, so therefore the socialized medicine is better, when really they operate almost the same way.
Interesting point. So what you're saying is that in this health maintenance organization, they're getting money coming in from their customers, mm-hmm. and if they don't give out the best care, or they cut costs, or they scrimp, or whatever, and they buy, you know, cheap stuff, then they keep more of the profits, and
right.
therefore they. But with health maintenance organizations, you're not tied into it. You don't have to stay with them, right? You can leave. Can't
that's
you?
That's the only advantage over
right.
a socialized medicine.
And you can
leave.
Sue them, which.
You can't sue the government.
Right,
good
you can't
point.
Sue the government, which is one of the reasons that taking on an HMO sort of system is great for the government because, well, they really can't be sued.
Yeah.
Not properly, anyway. It's very difficult.
And also in this movie, Moore documents the revolving door clogged by Capitol Hill aides and industry lobbyists and huge sums of money for insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies to buy lawmakers. But the bulk of the movie is dedicated to personal, heart-wrenching vignettes from Americans whose health insurance was denied, denied necessary care. There was a woman in this movie whose young daughter died after being denied care at the hospital, not approved by her HMO.
Mm.
In fact, in one of Michael Moore's previous movies, he refers to an HMO as hand money over, which is kind of funny. But again, so you know, the problem with Michael Moore is he does sprinkle truth in there.
Sure.
But then he leads you in a completely bogus direction.
Right. I think he's great at pointing out the problems and terrible at pointing out solutions.
Yeah.
He really believes that somehow the government, which has been so inept in protecting us in the past, can be made to protect us in the future.
Yeah.
It's a ludicrous socialist principle. The whole idea that, oh, look, the government's failed up to this point, and it's largely the responsibility, the fault of the Republicans. If we just had Democrats in there, we could solve this. No, look, there are plenty of Democrats elected to national office since 1972 or whatever we had national health care sort of come on the scene.
Michael.
And it hasn't solved anything.
Michael Moore is as much of a victim of the government propaganda machine as anybody else is in America. So it's understandable why he thinks the way he does, because what government does, and they do it in the healthcare world and they do it elsewhere as well, is they point to problems, and then they say, well, we need more programs. We need bigger government. We need this program needs to be expanded in order to solve this problem. What they don't tell you is that they caused the problem in the first place. So all of the problems that the healthcare industry suffers from, tremendous costs. It's not cheap to spend a night in the hospital, let alone have a bunch of tests run on you. Tremendous costs to actually go and get yourself taken care of on a private basis, and costs that don't seem to be going down, and service that doesn't seem to be getting any better. In fact, it seems to be getting worse. I mean, you can point to so many different problems, but it has to do with the fact that the government is in control of it. It may not be 100% in control of it, but it's 52 or 53% in control of it, and that's more than enough to ruin the entire thing. I mean, you can still get okay care, you can get taken care of, but you will have to pay through the nose to do it. And so they use those high costs as an excuse to say, this is it, we need free health care. People shouldn't have to pay these high costs, and he's right, and they're right about that.
That's right.
People shouldn't have to pay through the nose to get good health care.
Yeah.
And if it were a free market in health care, then they wouldn't have to, because in any other marketplace that has some modicum of freedom, a significant modicum of freedom, like, for instance, the computer business, competition brings prices down, brings quality up, makes products more available to the mass consumers, and people are satisfied with the products that they're getting. And you can still pay more to get better stuff,
sure.
But you don't have to pay a lot more, and you don't have to pay a lot in general.
Yep.
The same thing can happen in healthcare.
That's right. Mark and I were talking off air about insurance and how there's really an incentive for insurance companies to drive the cost of healthcare up, because if healthcare didn't cost a lot, you wouldn't need insurance.
That's an interesting point.
It used to be a more single-payer system 50 years ago or so.
Insurance certainly wouldn't be as expensive.
No, it wouldn't be as expensive.
I mean, how many people haven't heard stories about doctors being paid in chickens by people that, you know, the people that they cared for in their local community, and doctors taking this? Doctors used to be much more accessible to the average person. Right?
My brother, when I was a kid, in the early 60s, he was sick, and we had a doctor right up the street who came down to the house, walked down with his bag, treated my brother, and my grandfather handed him a $10 bill.
Now, this is, I mean, just think how far removed from what life is like now that is. You know, and this is within people's lifetimes.
Yeah.
And they can't even fathom it.
Right.
I mean, kids used to walk down the street with their 22 rifles, you know, going out hunting squirrels and things like that. Now, with something like that, they'd lock down the city.
Oh, it's unbelievable. The other problem I have with leftists' view of this is they always get into greed. Like, oh, these corporations, these people are so greedy, they want to make profits. Well, there's greed in socialism, too. It's just in government. Because bureaucrats can be greedy, too, whether
it's
power.
Yeah, they're working the system.
Yeah, they want to build up their little fiefdoms, you know, and so there's greed in virtually every realm of society.
I want my doctor to be filthy rich. I want him to be wealthy beyond his wildest dreams, because if he's making profits, it means he's doing good.
He's doing something right.
He's helping people.
Right.
Yeah, that's what profits are evidence of. The fact that you have profits mean that there are people that are voluntarily purchasing your product or service, and if it's a consumable product or service, they're buying it over and over again. That's a good signal.
Yeah.
We want that.
The biggest problem with getting back to a free market is that if you try to reform things, there's always going to be those who want to compromise and water it down, and then what you have is you don't really have a true free market, and you have some mix of government intervention and free market.
That's what we have today.
And that's what we have today, and it doesn't work because you got the government involved, and it really isn't a free market at all.
And there are so many different aspects of it. I mean, we've touched on the FDA already, and then there's all kinds of, you know, the Medicare and the Medicaid and the different state health care programs that burden the entire system down with this huge amount of paperwork. So you've got the FDA that prevents you from actually being able to be offered different service or different treatments and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
because they just won't allow it. They won't allow the naturopaths to make claims and that sort of thing. You've got the FDA preventing medicines from making it to the marketplace in the first place, or making it almost insurmountably impossible to actually get to the marketplace. And then you've got all those the paperwork regulations that burden the entire system, make it very inefficient, make it so that the doctors have to hire all kinds of staff just to fill out the paperwork, thereby increasing costs. I mean, there's so many problems, and it's all caused by government regulation. 800-259-9231. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. Lots of neat merchandise, everything from a huge selection of Free Talk Live branded products and clothing to a few products that don't even have our logo on them, just because we think they're cool. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done at store.freetalklive.com. I want to come back and read some of the quotes, or I guess some of the comments on this review of Michael Moore's movie Sicko, because you've highlighted some, Wayne, that that you found fairly amusing. We'll get to that here in a few moments, but let's go to the phones first, because you can take control of the airwaves. It's Kevin in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I was watching the news, unfortunately, earlier, and I saw there was, you know, the police were looking for someone, and they offered a $10,000 reward for someone who can help them. And it just seems to me like that amount and that money is just, like, way out of proportion.
Who are they looking for, a cop killer?
No. It's just some person. A woman went missing, and they found a baby around the same area, so they think it's hers. But it was $10,000 reward if you can help find that woman.
Now it's hard to call. You know, that's a hard call to make, because who knows what the marketplace would be like, right? I mean, if we had free market protection services and investigative services and insurance companies that were protecting people's life and property, then what sort of bounties would they offer? What sort of fees would they be paying for people with information? Who knows?
I mean, you're right, but in this case, what happens if, you know, no one helps them? So what happens to that $10,000? What happens every other time they don't get to use it? I mean, where does it go?
I don't know. Maybe there's a certain part of the funding for the police or the police organizations where they have just a certain segment that they hold for rewards and that sort of thing. But you're right. It is a completely arbitrary thing. There's no marketplace signals involved to say that this is the correct amount that should be offered for this information. It's just a number they plucked out of thin air.
It seems like, I don't know if somebody would be less motivated for $5,000 to give up information, but it just seems like that's not what the taxes are for, really.
Well,
what they're claiming they're for.
I'm with you. Again, it's completely extra market, so there's no way to say whether or not this is too low of an amount or too high of an amount. It's just a number some bureaucrat plucked out of thin air.
I got one other thing to talk about real quick.
Kevin.
I watched a documentary called In Debt We Trust. It came out last year. I don't know if you guys have heard about it or
talked about it
already. It's just a documentary about how ridiculously in debt the country is and, you know, the way it's affecting people. Me, I'm a college graduate last year, and I'm over $100,000 in debt. Because
oh, so you're talking about personal debt, not the the country's debt.
No, part of it is the country. I mean, they touched on both issues.
Oh, I see.
But then they were talking about how the big banks are in cahoots with the government in terms of making regulations as to, you know, people can't declare bankruptcy.
Wait a minute. How much debt are you in?
I'm in over $100,000.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
is that all college debt, or do you own a home, too?
No, that's all. I'm 22 years old. That's all college.
Wow. Now, you graduated at this point, yes?
Yeah.
What was that? What did that get you? That $100,000?
It got me a headache for the next 15 years. I have a degree now in hotel management.
Okay, are you managing a hotel?
I am.
Okay, congratulations!
Oh, that's
excellent.
That's damned unusual, by the way.
So now, how much money do you think more that you're making if you let's assume you had pulled out those four years you went to school?
Yep.
Let's say that instead of going to school for those 4 years, you went to work at a hotel for 4 years.
I'd be further.
To sort of work your way up the system and perhaps be a manager. How much farther do you think that you'd be as far along? Do you think you'd be, say, an assistant manager? Do you think you'd be, I don't know, managing two hotels? I don't know how much farther you can go. And are you making significantly more in order to, say, pay off this debt in 5 years or something like that? I think it's reasonable to say that your college should be paid off in the first 5 years.
Oh, no, not 5 years. I'm on a 15-year plan, so I have $900 a month in college loans that I pay off because of interest and things like
what
that.
About the other part hold on, what about the other parts of the question about, you know, where you would be theoretically if you'd worked for those 4 years?
I'm a manager at a single hotel in a company chain, so essentially where I am, anyone could get to. It comes into the higher positions when you're talking about, like, corporate level and, you know, regional directors and things like that. That's when, if I was up against someone who didn't have a college degree, I would get it.
Now, do you think that, is the regional director the next step above where you are?
No, there's still some more steps. At this point, within one hotel, you don't really need a college degree to get anywhere.
How long would it have taken to become a general manager at that hotel if you were working your way up through the ranks?
Well, within the company, it's probably about, 10 to 15 years.
That's how long it would take? Okay.
I've got 3 years in right now.
So you've been working there while you were in college?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because some kids don't even work at all when they're in college, and that just seems like a terrible idea. So you're saying that... Now, did you say... I think you slipped this in earlier. Did you suggest that you might be making more if you hadn't gone to college?
That's correct. I would be further along at this point.
Can you explain that?
Well, if I had 4 years of just straight working in a hotel...
Mm-hmm.
You can move up. You can move up pretty quickly in a hotel.
Right. I thought you said it would take 10 to 15 years
as to be a GM,
which is what you are right now. Correct.
No, I'm not a GM. I'm a manager in a hotel.
You're just like a low level manager.
A department head. Department head.
So so you're like what department are you heading?
Front desk.
Okay.
So I'm not a manager. I'm not the hotel manager.
Yeah, I guess when you were saying manager, I was hearing general manager.
That's what I presumed. So that means I need to modify my question then. How long would it take you to reach the level you're at today had you just worked straight and not gone to college?
The same amount of time. I don't have any boost at this point for going to college.
So essentially the degree has not done a damn thing for you.
Exactly.
So far. I mean, he's 22.
Except put you in $100,000 debt.
Well,
exactly.
Let's hope that it sets him up to get farther in the company a little bit faster. I don't know whether cost-effectively it makes sense. It's going to be difficult to gauge that, and that's the problem with when it comes to degrees, is people have been sold this bill of goods, and it's difficult to gauge these things. But I can't tell from my life that a degree would have done me a bit of good.
Would it have been a wiser decision to have taken out a home loan instead?
Yes.
Why is that? Oh, you mean to get a house instead?
Yeah, to get a house. If you're going to have $100,000 in debt, why not have a home to live in?
Right. There's some investment in that anyway.
Right, as opposed to this degree, which is questionable as to whether or not it actually has any value. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
I'm not 100% sure that owning a home today in today's market is that great of a thing. You're not paying, you're not getting... Now, when you own your home, which is terminology that people use for something else, which is paying the bank monthly in order to live at a house.
Right.
Wayne and I were just talking about this. The way houses are priced today, essentially you're paying... on the house I own in Florida, it's I'm paying about $1,200 a month to not live there. But let's assume that I was $1,200. I could rent that. I could get.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's what the rent is on the house. I essentially am paying with the taxes and insurance and all that other stuff. I'm paying somebody to live there.
I'm not saying it should be an investment necessarily. I'm just saying it just makes more sense. I mean, you're the guy, Mark, that originally convinced me to go out and buy a home.
I convinced you to buy a home in a market where you could have made money.
But I didn't make. I'm not going to make money.
The reason is you did a lot of upgrades.
Well, whatever. The reason is I wouldn't make what I'm making now if I hadn't done those upgrades. I'd still lose money even if I hadn't done those upgrades because the home was in awful condition when I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a place to stay that's yours versus rent where you're paying into that other person's mortgage. And that was a pretty powerful motivation for me, Mark. I mean, after having looked back at the 3 years or 4 years that I had lived in a rental home, that's $40,000 down the drain that I didn't get to put in towards anything. It would have done a lot. It would have done me a lot better had I put that $40,000 into something that could be mine when it was all said and done.
Right, but let me ask you this, Ian. What was your mortgage payment on that house?
Crap, I don't remember.
Well, let's just say it's $1,000.
Yeah, okay,
let's
like
just
that.
Assume it was. Okay, well, about 800 of that is interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
It's going to the bank.
Yeah, it's going to the bank.
The banks have a great little system. I mean, 100 years ago, people almost entirely owned their homes, whereas now they don't. And all I'm saying is that the housing market needs a good kick in the crotch as far as the rates go. I think that houses were definitely worth it 5 years ago to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little skeptical about buying today.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't like having somebody holding an axe over my head. And when you've got a landlord...
I've never had a landlord come at me with an axe.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean, Mark. Somebody, a gatekeeper, somebody who's in control of the property, and you're not. Anyway, Kevin, great call. Thank you. And good luck with your career in hotel management. 1-800-259-9231.
You definitely have more control over property when you're an owner, but how much more?
I'm a good tenant. You know, my landlords never had a problem with me. They raved about me. I had no problems with my landlords. Always paid like a day early the rent and everything. So I was a dream tenant, right? But still, there's that chance that they might sell their house out from underneath you. That new person coming in might be a scumbag and might not like you, might want to just get you out of the house for whatever reason. I mean, there's all sorts of uncertainties there. I still think there's reasons to buy homes just to have somewhere to live. It's just a practical thing. Same reason people should buy cars instead of leasing them. You don't buy it brand new.
I think it's a better time to buy in maybe 6 months.
Well, whatever. I mean, the prices are dropping.
Yes, they are.
Where they used to be, so it's a better time to buy now than it was a year ago, that's for sure. 800.
It'll be better a year from now.
1-800-259-9231. It's all speculation, though.
It is speculation.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.